We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Andre Merry in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you just heard, we are very thrilled and delighted to welcome back to Just a Minute, Derek Nimmo. And I'm going to ask them all, if they can, to speak for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And we're going to begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, the subject chosen for you is Things I Never Should Have Done. Many of those, I think, have occurred in just a minute. But would you talk about that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, there are many things I never should have done, but certainly I would say foremost among them was going into the army. I was down for the navy, and like a fool, I let myself be pressurized. I should have stuck out for the thing I originally wished.
Andre Merry has challenged you.
Never did a thing.
Well, your buzzer, the light came on because you pressed your buzzer.
I didn't.
Do it again then, will you? Well, that's Derek Nimmo's buzzer.
Can we stop?
All right. Now, would you like to press the buzzer, Derek? Yes. Was it you who challenged then?
Yes.
Oh, well. What a pleasure to hear from you. Derek, what is your challenge?
I really can't remember at this stage. Deviation.
Deviation in what way?
I have no idea, really.
A long time since you played the game, isn't
it? Right. Yes.
I don't think he was really deviating from the subject on the card, Derek. So what happens is, as I disagree with your challenge, Kenneth gains a point for a wrong challenge. He keeps the subject, and there are 47 seconds left, 43 seconds left for Things I Never Should Have Done, starting now.
And I never should have left the banny on the bed the first day, because it was pinched, and they said to me, you're responsible for army property going.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition.
Of what?
Army.
Yes, we've had the army more than once, I'm afraid. You should have gone in the navy, and you went in the army. So I agree with that challenge of repetition. Troy gains a point for a correct challenge and the subject, and there are 35 seconds left, starting now.
The things I never should have done were going into a restaurant and ordering fish fingers, because when they arrived, they were sodden and soggy and dark brown, nearly black, and there was no tomato ketchup, hardly any pickle.
Andre Melly has challenged.
Deviation, because it wouldn't be a restaurant, it would be a nice cafe.
Yeah. Oh, what a difficult situation. Maybe there are some restaurants that serve fish fingers. For all I know, I don't know. Who can say? Is this one of these occasions when we bow to the superior judgment of the audience? Do you think that Andre Melly has a justifiable challenge that only calves serve fish fingers? If you agree with Andre's challenge, cheer. And if you disagree, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? Well, there's the fish finger expert. The audience seem to be, I think, of the opinion that only calves sell fish fingers. So, Andre, they're on your side. You gain the subject and a point, of course, and 20 seconds left for Things I Never Should Have Done, starting now.
Things that I never should have done happened mostly before I was about 8, when I wasn't clever enough to get away with complete wickedness. I pushed my elder brother onto the electric fire in front of which he was squatting, and about a year later, I broke a dinner plate over his head to see which was the stronger.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Andre Melly, so she has two at the end of that round to Clement and Kenneth's one. Nobody wanted to challenge her on those horrible, devious things that she did to her poor little brother. The Clement Freud, it is your turn to begin, and the subject is strippers. I don't know whether you know anything about them, but if you'd like to try and talk about them for 60 seconds, starting now.
Strippers, it would appear, are men or women who unclothe themselves in public, usually for financial remuneration. It is wrong to think that strippers are as numerous as they would appear to be, because the majority of strippers go to 5 or 6 different clubs, in each of which they enter by one door, unclothe themselves and leave by another. I have this on very good authority because I was once asked by the...
Andre Melly, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
Because if they're stripped and they're leaving by the other door, they would be arrested before they got to the next one.
Next one. No, it's a devious thought, but not devious within the context of the game. So I disagree with the challenge. Clement has a point. 31 seconds on strippers starting now.
I was once sent by the editor of a paper for which I worked to investigate the problem of strippers, and spent, in the course of one day, some 9 hours going from one establishment to another, trying to find how sexually titivating the public nudity would be for me personally. And I can report that there was not a twinge. Nothing whatsoever happened to me. I returned to the home of my wife and family.
I'm delighted that he got back to his wife and family before the 60 seconds were up. Otherwise, it might have sounded very devious. Clement Freud, you gain an extra point for speaking when the whistle went. You now have a lead of one over Andre Melly at the end of that round. Kenneth and Derek are a little way behind. And Andre Melly, it is your turn to begin. Being non-committal, would you like to talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
I really do feel, looking at this subject from the front and back, sideways as well, on the left or right, or even sitting on the fence, that this is something which one should try to cultivate. Politicians are extremely good at it, and those people who issue communiques of heads of state after they've been meeting for hours or days manage to find phrases which mean absolutely nothing at all.
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Derek, I agree with hesitation. You have a point for a correct challenge. There are 33 seconds for you to talk to us now on being non-committal starting...
I absolutely hate people being non-committal. I do think one should be terribly positive and go out into the wilderness and strike a pose and say something which rarely means something, unlike the politicians which Andre Melly has mentioned before. And that's why I can talk about them, because I've not mentioned them.
Andre Melly challenges.
Repetition, because I'd talked about it before, and deviation because he's being committed.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes, that's...
No,
true.
No. Which challenge do you wish to give me? I couldn't accept two.
Looking at it up and down, in and out, the second.
The second. I disagree with them both anyway. Derek Nimmo has a point, because I disagree with that challenge, and he has 20 seconds on being non-committal starting now.
Sometimes when one walks along a country lane and says an occasional or infrequently spoken...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, an occasional I think there was another after the occasional wasn't there?
Well,
yes.
An actually.
Yes, well, we'll have the was hesitation and the was part of the speech. So Clement Freud has the subject. There are 12 seconds for you, Clement, on being non-committal starting now.
When I was asked to give my opinion on the game of cricket, I said it really depends very much indeed what you mean, because if you had intended for me...
Well, Clement Freud very cleverly got in with a legitimate challenge before the whistle, so he has increased his lead at the end of that round. But Derek, with his usual panache, did manage to gain 2 points, coming into second place alongside Andre, and Kenneth 1 point behind. And Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. A subject which I imagine you've had a great deal of experience of recently, foreign hotels. So you don't even need to make a note of the subject. Just talk about it for 60 seconds, Derek, starting now.
Well, I'm afraid I don't awfully care for foreign hotels. The beds are quite frequently rather hard, and the plumbing I strongly object to. But it's rarely the breakfast that I find particularly abhorrent. When I wander down and my porridge is not waiting for me, there's no sugar nor cream, the coffee is not of the constituency that I prefer.
Andre Melly, why do you chant?
Constituency.
No, not
his... deviation. You can't have a constituent coffee.
No.
Political cup of coffee.
He was searching for the word consistency, and constituency came out. But Andre, you have the subject for a correct challenge, and 36 seconds, foreign hotels starting now.
I've stayed in 4 foreign hotels over the last week and feel really qualified to talk about them. The beds are extremely lumpy, years. I can't afford 4 stars and go down to about 2.
Clement Freud is challenged. Why?
Repetition of 4.
Oh,
4 hotels and 4 stars.
Oh, yes, you should have had 5 hotels and... Very well, listen, Clement, there are 25 seconds on foreign hotels starting now.
The extraordinary thing about foreign hotels is they do sell fish fingers. In England, you can only get these things in cafes, as has been established. Not restaurants, but when you go abroad, order whatever you will, and you get... the card...
Derek Nemo's challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, definitely. He was so piqued about the other challenge, he had to get back to fish fingers, and he tripped himself up because he couldn't get fish fingers back into foreign hotels. So, Derek, you've got him with 6 seconds to go on foreign hotels, and you start now.
The thing I'd like about them is being able to ring down to the bell captain and say, send up a brace of strippers. And when they come out...
And we thought you were leading such a secluded life while you were abroad, Derek. You have crept into second place behind Clement Freud at the end of that round. And Andre Melly, it's your turn to begin. The subject is wasps. 60 seconds starting now.
Wasps don't like me at all. I was stung 3 times this summer on...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
It's a sign of affection. If they didn't like her, they wouldn't go near her.
You mean the fact that a wasp goes near her, that's a sign of affection?
Yes.
If that's a sign of affection, why do they give such a revolting and painful evidence of it? I would disagree. I disagree with the challenge, Clement, and Andre has 55 seconds on wasps starting now.
When they're in a very high, hot temperature, they like to get near something wet and humid, and this is why they stung me.
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
Invitation.
Yes, I thought you'd have it for deviation. I would... idea of Andre Melly being wet and humid.
Hanging out the laundry.
Oh. Well, the subject is wasps. It's now with you, Kenneth Williams, having gained a point, and there are 46 seconds left, starting now.
The great thing to remember if you're ever stung by a wasp is to get the vinegar to the place very quickly, because that is the proper antidote, as they always say. And the other thing is always to remember that the bees...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Do you mind? I'm repetition. A bit of a... I'll open your mouth in this game.
I know, but when you do, it goes so well. What did you want to say? What did you want to finish?
I mean, I don't bother now. What was the challenge?
What was the challenge?
Repetition of always, eh?
Yes, you had 2 always in. Bit of a tough one, but Derek hasn't played the game for a long time, so we'll let him have it. 30 seconds on wasps with you, Derek, starting now.
Because one of the useful things about foreign hotels is when you have your empty jam pot, you can go and put it outside, and little wasps go into the jam pot and get stuck.
Kenneth Williams, stuck. What's your challenge?
When you go to a foreign hotel, wasps go inside. 2 go. Repetition. You got me on always. I came on go.
No, he's perfectly legitimate to challenge, and it was repetition of go. So, Kenneth, you have a point, and you have 23 seconds left. Wasps starting now.
Lillian Smythe said to me, when we were up in Forest, we opened the marmalade, and they all rushed to get in the jar, you see. And my husband said, for goodness sake, cover it up, but we couldn't. And they were buzzing all round us, and I got stung, and my daughter got stung.
Clement Freud's challenge, why?
Repetition of stung.
Yes. 5 seconds left on wasps with you, Clement, starting now.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Kenneth Williams is...
Deviation, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, nothing to do with wasps.
I don't know what color or religion most wasps are, actually. But he didn't really get going. What were you going to say after that, Clement?
That's what it stands for.
That's what it stands for.
He's going from an initial thing. It's definitely like saying UNESCO, you know, white Anglo-Saxon, you know, it's all that rubbish. I mean, we could go on and on about what these words really mean forever.
Know,
you know, imps could be said to mean something else, couldn't it?
I know, but he's only just created those initials, hasn't he?
Yeah, he hasn't. In America, wasps.
Absolutely.
If it is not the subject, if it was WASP on the card, it would be all right, but it's not. On the card has written the word wasp, and that's what we've all got to concentrate on.
But I'm afraid, Kenneth, they are often usually referred to as wasps, even when you're using
the initials. I never meet people going around saying, he's a wasp.
Same as the rugby football team are the wasps. And they, I think, originally arose from initials.
I'm throbbing with anger, I am.
You throb magnificently, and the audience enjoy every beat of your throbbing. But I disagree with the challenge, so Clement Freud has another point, and only 2 seconds go, starting now.
And in Wembley, there's a rugby...
Shh! Completely irrelevant.
Now, Clement Freud has considerably increased his lead at the end of that round, with points during the round and also the extra one at the end. Derek Nemo, we are back with you. From wasps, we move to flies. Can you talk about those for 60 seconds, starting now?
I must confess that I've never really been terribly interested in flies until I first came upon this program. There I met Clement Freud, who introduced me to the full glory of flies. He, in fact, is an insectologist of tremendous renown. He goes around...
Clement Freud is challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
I've never heard of me as an insectologist.
He's just being modest.
I haven't even heard of the word insectologist.
No, etymologist.
Well, there you are. Two things he's learned today. Insectologist and he's an authority.
Not only that, one of the leading authorities. There are 40 seconds for you on flies, Clement, starting now.
When a man stands on the sill of the 42nd floor of a large building, opens the window, and...
Andre Melle challenged.
He stands on the sill. Yes. He's already opened the window. It's deviation.
Patient. What was that about deviation?
What did I do?
Oh, it was a conversation if I was you. Packed up about half an hour before.
Yeah. What was your deviation?
Well, that he was standing on the sill, and then he opened the window, so he'd open the window if he was standing on the sill.
Well, you can stand on the sill and open the window. Especially
the sill.
The sill
was outside the window. A hesitation.
Yeah, yeah.
He definitely hesitated, but you had him on his deviation first and foremost, which, actually, to be fair, these are the rules of the game. The first thing you say is what I have to accept. So I'm afraid, I don't think it was deviation, and while he's only increasing his lead with an incorrect challenge, I have to keep it with Clement Freud with 31 seconds on flies, starting now.
Having sewn swan's feathers on his arms and legs, he opens his...
Derek Nimmo, shall
I? Repetition of opens.
Yes, yes, he opened the window before, and he will have 26 seconds now for flies, Derek, starting now.
Oh, my goodness me, when you go out into a little meadow in the springtime, and there are butterflies and little wasps and all kinds of pretty creatures caressing one's brow as one is standing there with the midday sun
pouring
down upon
one. Challenge, why?
These little creatures don't caress your brow. Deviation, they don't caress your brow. I mean... It's a mockery of a love scene if they do, anyway.
Well, the butterfly... Butterfly might, but the other...
Have you never been caressed by a butterfly, Kenny?
They'd probably irritate you if they crawled on your brow. That's what you mean.
Well, even if a butterfly caresses your brow, I don't think a wasp would caress it. But I agree with Kenneth's challenge, actually. So Kenneth has the subject and a point, and there are 12 seconds left, starting now.
They are a continual reminder to us that we need to be properly sanitated against all this filth, because they land on the... bits of food, you see, and then you go and eat them. You don't know where they've been, do you? You must brag.
Kenneth struck a chord there which brought applause from the audience, not only for the thought, but also the fact he was speaking when the whistle went. He's gained some more points. He's now equal in third place with Andre Melle. They're both trailing a little behind Derek Nimmo, who is trailing a little behind our leader, who is still Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams. It is your turn to begin. The lessons of experience. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
There are many that maintain that only with experience does one truly learn anything. And I would say that while I cannot go along 100% with this, there is a great deal of truth in it. The hand that is burned by the fire will thereafter be wary of such a thing a second time. And, of course, in the field of personal knowledge such as humility, a learning of what one's proper station is in life, a knowledge of one's own capabilities, all these things are only taught in that hard place where, as Milton said, you win the garland not by cloistered virtue, and not without heat and dust. Heat and dust, you see.
Clement Freud challenged you.
Oh, did he? What's he on about?
Deviation.
What?
Milton didn't say all that.
He certainly did.
It may not... were all the words exactly Milton's. He certainly said something similar.
Not heat and dust repeated twice.
Oh, he didn't repeat it twice. Did I repeat it twice?
Hmm.
Oh, well, you should have challenged me on repetition then. You got it all wrong.
About to say exactly what Ken is...
Oh, yes, Milton. He's from Milton's poem, I Admire,
yes,
Not a Cloistered
Virtue.
Yes, I know.
But the fact that Milton said some of it, if not all of it...
Oh, it's all of it, yes. It was all of it.
Yeah, but he didn't repeat it. He didn't repeat it. That's it. But he didn't challenge you for repetition, so I'm going to give it to you, Kenneth. So you keep the subject with 8 seconds left on the lesson...
What is the subject?
It's the subject that you can learn from, the lessons of experience. Starting now.
One thing it certainly taught me was the value of the Trajan Roman alphabet. Now, many people think of this as beginning with 26 letters.
It was an object lesson in experience there. And, Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject is cats. Can you talk to us about cats for 60 seconds, starting now?
On the Isle of Man, it will be noticed that cats have no tails, whereas in the south of France, they use tomcats for the fixation of perfume. This is really rather a revolting process.
André Mellet has challenged. Why?
No hesitation. After revolting.
Yes, he thought of how revolting it was, and he hesitated. Yes, debatable, but I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt, André, give you... Well, he's way in the lead. He can afford to be had the dozen.
No, I don't want charity, no.
I'm giving you a correct challenge. 45 seconds on cats, starting now.
Some people are very boring about cats. They're mad about them, and they go on interminably on the subject. They seem to feel that there's some particular quality about a cat which does not appertain to other four-legged, even two-limbed.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, if I'm going to give the other one against Derek, I must give that one against you, André. Derek, you have 29 seconds on cats, starting now.
Last week I was in Bangkok, and the curious thing was that as I wandered round the capital of Thailand, as is now called, I could not see one Siamese cat. I then discovered that for some long time they've been exporting them to the United States of America, where apparently they breed most prolifically. I lamented the fact that I could not see these creatures.
André Mellet has challenged.
A repetition of two could not sees.
Yes.
I couldn't see one single one, and I could not...
Yes, I'm afraid so, Derek. And there are 5 seconds on cats with you, André Mellet, starting now.
What is a mystery to me is why they like fish, if they particularly...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Repetition of why.
Huh?
Repetition of why. I said why before.
That's too sharp, really.
Get me on go.
All right. Get me on always. Don't you start. Fox and
all right, he's come back with a very sharp tie from Bangkok, I might tell you. It's a beautiful, magnificent yellow tie. There are 2 seconds on cats, Derek, starting now.
Meow.
André Mellet challenge.
Hesitation.
Absolutely right, André. You have a... And there are 1 second on cats, starting now.
My cat likes dog food.
Well, as André and Derek fought out that last round, gaining a number of points, I'm afraid they didn't make a great deal of difference to the final position, because the final position has to be given now as we have no more time to play. Kenneth finished just in fourth place, 2 points behind André Mellet, who was 2 points behind Derek Nimmo, who was 2 points behind this week's winner, once again, Clement Freud. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. And it only remains for me to say, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.